Well, good morning. It is May 30th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to pick up in Deuteronomy chapter 3, Psalm 85, Isaiah 31, and then we're going to start the book of Revelation. It's our final book for our first read through the New Testament, and so that's kind of exciting. We're also going to be starting a study on that book this coming Sunday, so that's kind of cool, but let's get into the Old Testament first. Deuteronomy chapter 3 today. Deuteronomy chapter 3. Then we turned and went up the road to Bashan, and Og, king of Bashan, with all his people came out to meet us in battle at Edrei. But the Lord said to me, "Do not fear him, for I have delivered him and all of his people and his land into your hand, and you shall do to him just as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon." And so the Lord our God delivered Og also, king of Bashan, with all his people into our hand, and we smote them until no survivor was left. We captured all his cities at that time, and there was not a city which we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan, all these were cities fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, besides a great many unwalled towns, and we utterly destroyed them. As we did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city, but all the animals and the spoil of the city we took as our booty. And thus we took the land at that time from the hand of the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, from the valley of Arnon to Mount Hermon. Sidonians called Hermon Sirion, and the Amorites called it Senir. All the cities of the plateau, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, as far as Salakay. And Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan, for only Og, king of Bashan, was left of the remnant of Rephaim. Behold, his bedstead was an iron bedstead. It is in Rabbah of the sons of Ammon. Its length was 9 cubits, and its width 4 cubits by ordinary cubit. And so we took possession of this land at that time from Aior, which is by the valley of Arnon, and half the hill country of Gilead, and its cities I gave to the Reubenites and to the Gadites, and the rest of Gilead. And all Bashan, according to and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to the half tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, concerning all Bashan, that is called the land of Rephaim. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the regions of Argob as far as the borders of the Geshurites and the Makarites, and called it, that is, Bashan, after his own name. Havar Jair, as it is to this day, to Machir I gave Gilead, to the Reubenites and to the Gadites I gave from Gilead, even as far as the valley of Arnon, the middle of the valley as the border, and as far as the rivers of Jabbok, the borders of the sons of Ammon, the Arabah also with the Jordan as a border from Chimereth, even as far as the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, at the foot of the slopes of Pisgah on the east. Then I commanded you at that time, saying, "The Lord your God has given you this land to possess it. All you valiant men shall cross over armed before your brothers, the sons of Israel. But your wives and your little ones and your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, shall remain in your cities, which I have given you, until the Lord gives rest to your fellow countrymen as to you, and they also possess the land which the Lord your God will give them beyond the Jordan. Then you may return every man to his possession, which I have given you." I have commanded Joshua at that time, saying, "Your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings, and so the Lord shall do to all the kingdoms in which you are about to cross. Do not fear them, for the Lord your God is the one fighting for you." I also pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, "O Lord God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do such works and mighty acts as yours? Let me, I pray, cross over and see the fair land that is beyond the Jordan, that the good hill country in Lebanon." But the Lord was angry with me on your account, and would not listen to me. And the Lord said to me, "Enough, speak to me no more of this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah, and lift your eyes to the west, and north, and south, and east, and see it with your eyes. For you shall not cross over this Jordan, but charge Joshua, and encourage him, and strengthen him. For he shall go across at the head of the people, and he will give them as an inheritance the land which you will see." And so we remained in the valley opposite of Beth Peor. That was Deuteronomy chapter 3. Let's move on over to our next reading, Psalm 85. Psalm 85 today. Psalm 85. Psalm 85. For the choir director, A psalm of the sons of Korah. O Lord, you showed favor to your land. You restored the captivity of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your fury. You turned away from your burning anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your indignation towards us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not yourself revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will say, and he will speak peace to his people, to his godly ones. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Loving kindness and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. Indeed, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce. Righteousness will go before him and will make his footsteps into a way. That was Psalm 85. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Isaiah chapter 31. Isaiah 31. Isaiah 31. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord. And yet he also is wise and will bring disaster and does not retract his words and will arise against the house of evildoers and against the help of the workers of iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. And so the Lord will stretch out his hand, and he who helps will stumble, and he who is helped will fall, and all of them will come to an end together. For thus says the Lord to me, as the lion or the young lion growls over his prey, against which a band of shepherds is called out, and he will not be terrified at the voice, nor disturbed at their noise, and so will the Lord of hosts come out to wage war on Mount Zion and on its hills. Like flying birds, so the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will pass over and rescue it. Return to him from whom you have deeply defected, O sons of Israel. For in that day every man will cast away his silver idols and gold idols, which your sinful hands have made for you as sin. And the Assyrian will fall by the sword, not of man, and a sword not of man will devour him. And so he will not escape the sword, and his young men will become forced laborers. His rock will pass away because of panic, and his princes will be terrified at the standard, declares the Lord, whose fire is Zion and his furnace is Jerusalem. For a fool speaks nonsense, and his heart inclines towards wickedness, to practice ungodliness and to speak error against the Lord. My Bible is so weird here. That was the end, verse 9, where it talks about the furnaces in Jerusalem. I have a new Bible, and they set the Bible up a little bit different, and so this is my first time reading through this particular copy of the scriptures, and so, but that was Isaiah 31. Let's move on over to Revelation chapter 1. Start that book today. Revelation chapter 1 today. Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his thrones, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us, and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and the kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos, because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet, saying, "Write in a book what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea." And then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. In the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe, reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white, like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, and when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held out seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. And therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." Well, amen. That was our reading today for May 30th, 2023. It's good to start the book of Revelation. We will actually be studying that book beginning this coming Sunday. I'm looking forward to it, delving into the book of Revelation. And so you won't want to miss that. I mentioned it on Sunday, but I have ordered some of those little journals, the individual journals with the individual text of the Bible, Revelation, with the wide margin. And so if you're a note taker and you'd like one of those, let me know. I'm just trying to get an amount in case I have to order more. And so if you would like one of those, just let me know. You can send me a message through Facebook, or you can text me, whatever works for you, whatever floats your boat, and I'll get those for you. But I am looking forward to that. But that said, thank you all so much. Stick with it each and every single day. If you missed a couple days, no worries. Again, sorry about the glitch yesterday, but that's going to happen from time to time with technology. So, hey, you know, we just roll with it. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness and grace to us. Lord, I just praise you so much, God, that as we read through the entirety of the Bible, God, we see the... just that thread that ties everything together. And that's what we just read of in Revelation, the Lord Jesus. And Lord, I thank you so much for him. I thank you so much, God, that he is alive, that he is not in the grave, Lord, but that he arose. And God, that right now he is seated at your right hand. God, that he has revealed certain things to us about what is to come. And God, I pray that as we study the book of Revelation starting this coming Sunday, that you would open our eyes to those things. God, that we would see that your return is imminent. God, and we look forward to that day, Lord. And I pray that it would even be today. Lord, I know I pray it often, but I pray for your return. And so, Lord, I pray for that, and Lord, but I just pray that in the meantime, God, that you would help us to honor you today, help us to keep looking to your word, keep reminding ourselves of the truths that are found within its pages, Lord, that we might live for you today, Lord, starting with myself. We love you, and we give you the glory for it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Bye, everybody. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to the video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Thanks. Bye.